मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। I salute Krishna, the embodiment of supreme bliss, by whose grace the mute become eloquent and the lame scale mountains. Let Krishna be the guide of my life. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Peace, peace, peace. Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is confused. He is submerged by delusion and with grief. What is the cause of his delusion? That I am going to kill my own people. Attachment caused delusion. He was attached to his guru, his grandfather, his cousin, his own folk. What is the cause of his grief? That these people are going to be dead. They will be killed. So this moha and shoka paralyzed Arjuna's mind, which is very common to every one of us. What is the reason of moha? When the mind, Shankara explained this way, Shokumahu. Sukho viyuga nimitta moha. Dukho sangyuga nimittasya shoka. When the mind is attached to an object, it gets deluded. When your eyes are full of water, you cannot see the things clearly. Similarly, when the mind is clouded due to attachment, a person gets deluded. Similarly, dukkho sangyoga nimitta shoka. When the mind gets in contact with pain, suffering, it becomes sorrowful. But a knower of Brahman, Isha Upanishad says, tatra ko moha ka shoka ekattam anupashyata. If you see the self, the atma, this delusion and grief cannot overwhelm you. This we discussed last time. Now, verse 12. Krishna says, Natvevaham jatunasam natvam neme janadhipaha nacaivana bhavishyamaha sardevaya matah param. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, not these kings of men. Never will there be a time hereafter when any of us shall cease to be. Krishna was trying to remove this grief and delusion from the mind of Arjuna. through the knowledge of the self. Only this knowledge of the self, knowledge of the Atma, self-knowledge, has power to remove grief and delusion. You see, it will remove the cloud from your minds forever. You will see clearly. Through cloud, you cannot see anything. Now Krishna will describe indestructibility of the soul, immortality of the soul. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you. We exist eternally, but we do not feel it, that we exist eternally. When Swami Vivekananda was late in going to a lecture in California, his manager was waiting in front of the hall. And after half an hour, it was late, Swamiji was running late, he found a shoe shiner on the street and he asked to shine his shoe. The man saw Swamiji from a distance, came to Swamiji and asked, "Swamiji, you are late." Well, if they want to listen about the self, they will wait. You Indian people, you don't have sense of time. We are very punctual about our, you know, about our day-to-day work. Swamiji looked at him and said, "Alan, you live in time, we live in eternity." "Well, that is all right with you, Swamiji, but here the audience doesn't understand your philosophy." "That is true, let them wait." Swamiji had the mood. "You people live in time, but we live in eternity." Mood. We exist eternally. When Swamiji had a conversation with that famous agnostic, Robert Ingersoll, "What do you think about the world?" He said, "The world is just like an orange. I want to squeeze the juice as early as possible. I want to finish my life soon." Swamiji said, "Your principle, view and my view are the same, but only there is a little difference." "Well, where is the difference?" "Well, you want to finish it soon, but I want to enjoy the juice slowly, because I have no fear of death. I am immortal, eternal. I shall enjoy that juice slowly, calmly, quietly. I am not in a hurry to finish the joy of life." Atma Avinashi. "I have come to bring you everlasting life," said Jesus. We'll have to go beyond time. You see, space, time are in the mind. But the transcendental experience of the self will lead you to a place where there is no space, time and causation. Krishna is trying to lift Arjuna to that place where this law of causation, law of Maya, does not function, does not act. So long you are in the domain of Maya, you can't get rid of this delusion and grief. It is a domain of cloud. Krishna is trying at most to raise his mind to that non-dualistic plane. Then he will see better. to you when I was landing at St. Louis. Above there was bright sunshine. Then there is a, in between the airport and the plane, you know, there is a thick patch of cloud. And nothing is visible at the bottom. But the people on the ground think there is no sun, perhaps. But the sun is there, above the cloud. So Arjuna is trying to, Krishna is trying to raise Arjuna's mind above the pairs of opposites. Natvivaham jatunasam natvam nimidhamadhipaha natvina nabhavishyama sarvivayamataparam. In future also we shall exist. We have no death. Atma has no birth nor death. This body was born and this body would die. But Atman will always remain the same. Sri Ramakrishna gave an example. He gave several examples in connection with the body and the self. One can separate the Atman from the body. You can see a coconut. When the inside is dry, the water, the milk is dried up, then it becomes loose, it squeezes, and it is separated from the shell. Then if you move, you will hear the sound of the flesh, which is in a squeezed form inside the shell. That is the Atman, the essence of human life. This body is nothing but a shell, a mask. It moves. You can remove from a blade of grass or the bottom, the central part of the grass from a regular, you know, stalk. You can separate it. Likewise, the Atman can be separated from the body. Only you can raise your mind to the Atman. You can destroy your body consciousness by experiencing the self. Once a man, a devotee, lost his son. He took his son to the cremation ground. And he came straight from the cremation ground to Dakshineshwar to see Sri Ramakrishna. He was very much shocked. Seeing him, Sri Ramakrishna sang a song. And then he said, "It is true, everybody gets grief from the death of a dearest one. When my nephew died, I remember, I felt that somebody was squeezing my mind, squeezing me like a wet towel, and they cried. Look, I cannot put my mind in body, but my mind cried for my nephew. It is Maya." This world is unreal. Next verse. Dihinosmin yatha dehe kumaram yauvanam jara tata dehantara praptihi dhirastatra namuishati. Even as the embodied self, passes in this body through the stages of childhood, youth and old age, so does it pass into another body. Calm souls are not bewildered by this. The Self is eternal. Krishna is, in that connection, Krishna is giving another example. Dehi nosmin yatha dehi. There are two things are there, deho and dehi. Deho means body. Dehi means the indweller of the body. Who lives in your body? The Self, the Atman, consciousness. If consciousness departs from the body, body is useless. The body you are nourishing, you are taking special care, that body is taken to the cremation ground the moment the soul, the Atman, departs from the body. So which is important? The body or the Self? This body is just like a boat. We shall have to take care of the body. We shall have to give it good food, not too much comfort. Too much comfort brings too much body consciousness. Food, whatever is necessary, please give to the body. This body is called Annamaya, which is the modification of food. A beautiful body, you know. All these bodies are nothing but the modification of food and drink. There are six modifications to the human body. Jayati, it was born. Osti, it exists. Bardhati, it grows. Viparinamate, it changes. Apakshyate, it decays. Marishvati, it dies. Human body passes through these succeeding six stages. It was born, it will grow, it will decay, change, it will decay, it will die. It passes through these stages, all bodies. And this body is the outcome of food and water, food and drink. You know, when you are a little baby, your mother fed you. Gradually, this body became strong and it grew. And gradually it developed a full human being. It is nothing but food. In this respect, I like Gandhi's philosophy. Very pragmatic philosophy about human body. Utilize it for a noble cause. Take nutritious food. Develop your body. Be strong. But at the same time, practice spiritual discipline. The spirit will hold this body. You see, body is nothing but a boat. It is an instrument. You will have to use it. And he was a great believer of naturopathy. Be normal and natural. Artificially, he did not like to live. When he was in jail, he took a goat with him so that he can drink goat milk and some fruits. He was a great believer of natural life. Be in nature. You see, sometimes we take so many medicines for our health. We take so many things, you know. And it hurts the body. Some kind of strong medicines. I remember what it's called. A doctor told me that last 6 months, that person was taking antidepressant. Doctor is taking antidepressant. And that side effect was terrible. The doctor told me himself, Swami, I was taking this anti-depression and now I feel its side effect. I am always morose. I feel awful. you see too much drug, too much medicine, too much artificial life is no good. Body is a very nice instrument, you know. The more you will torture the body, the more it will react. These are all special, you know, muscles, limbs. You give good food, good exercise, then it will be all right. That is the way I think about human body. It is a precious instrument. Durlabham trayameva itat. These three things are rare. Human life. The burning desire for liberation and the company of the Holy Soul. Shankara said these things are very, very rare. Human life, the desire for liberation and the company of a holy person. Annamayu ayam purusha. This purusha, this body, is the modification of food. Then Krishna says, this dehi, the atman, the self, which is always living in your body, when you are in the womb of your mother, when you will die, during the time of your young age, old age, this atman is always the same. The consciousness never changes. The body changes, the mind changes, but not the self. Dehantara prapti, Krishna says, about reincarnation, that when a person takes another birth, a man of steady wisdom. Namujyati, he does not feel bad. Kamsoul are not bewildered by this. When this transfer from one body to another body, this transfer of the soul comes from one body to another body, he is not bewildered with this process. You see, here we find the philosophy of Shankara, which is called Shat Karjo Bada. There are some people who doubt this theory of reincarnation, but you can't. Though it cannot be proved scientifically, but it can be proved rationally. For example, from nothing, something cannot come. And from something, nothing cannot come. Well, what do you mean, Swami? Let me give an example. Here is a handful of sesame seed. You can extract oil from that sesame seed because the oil is there. You may not see it, but it is there. Sesame oil. Here is a handful of sand. If you extract it, could you get oil? Why? Because oil is not there. So from something, something comes. From nothing, something cannot come. This is the philosophy of the Shankara. In the very beginning, there was the existence. You know, I sometimes say, here is a human being. Do you think that human being has evolved out of nothing? It cannot be. Swami, you do not see him or her. You do not see many things in your life. Those people are in seed form. That sukshma sharira, that linga sharira, subtle body, is invisible. That subtle body reincarnates, not the gross body. Many times you were born and you are dead. Many times I was born and I was dead. We are continuously reincarnating from one body to the other body. Well, Swami, if I do not believe the reincarnation, what will happen? Do you know what will happen? Krito nasho akrito abdhupo gama. Vedanta says, krite nasho he jabe. You did some good action in your life, but you did not get any result. Where will it go? Akriti Rabhugan, the thing which you have not done, that thing may come to you. Suppose here is a murderer who killed a person, but he was not caught. He will not get the result of his that bad action. But your philosophy says, you know, if you are a rational being, if this cause and effect theory is very strong, every effect must have a cause. Every cause must have an effect. You are happy. What is the reason? What is the cause of your happiness? Your virtuous action. You are miserable. What is the cause of your misery? Your bad action. This is the golden rule. This law cannot be changed. Nahi kallanakre durgatim tato gacchati. Krishna says in the Gita, if you do anything in your life, a little good, that result must come. So perhaps you did some good action, but you did not get the result. All of a sudden, you passed away, some accident or something like that. Where will it go, the result of your action? If you believe in one birth theory, it is a very, very rationalistic philosophy, you see. Somerset Maugham, who went to India in the last 30s and had the glorious opportunity of meeting Raman Maharshi, from whom he drew the saint in his novel, The Razor's Edge, says that even for a non-believer, it is very difficult to attack the philosophical structure on which reincarnation is based. One common question among the people that if we had previous birth, why do we not remember it? The reply is, you do not remember many things which you have done when you are young, in your early life. Swami Vivekananda was asked that, do you now remember your past? Yes, I do. Then tell us. No, it was forbidden. I shall not tell you. There is an aphorism in yoga, in the yoga scripture. Aprigru sthurji janmakatha sambodha. When a person is established in the virtue of non-receiving gifts, he remembers his past life. Yatha dehi kaumaram yovanam jara. Krishna says, here is the body. Here is your childhood days, your boyhood days, your youth, your old age. All these things are passing over your body. Do you cry the death of your childhood? When you are at the lap of your mother in a swaddled cloth and wah-wah, you used to cry, you know. Do you cry that, you know, oh, I want back my childhood. I want to be that baby again. No, it passes very smoothly. Do you want to go get back your youth? Oh, now I am an old person. I want back my youth again. Some people want, of course. They want the mind of an old person, matured, wise, and the body of a youth, They want to combine both. Knowledge, maturity of an old person, and the youth of a young person. Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara. Krishna gave that illustration in such a beautiful way that Arjuna is bound to be convinced. As young, childhood, youth, old age comes one after the other on a human body. Likewise, when a soul departs from body to body, a man of knowledge, a calm soul, does not get bewildered seeing these changes in human body. I shall tell you a story from the Mahabharata about death. Brahma, the creator, was responsible for his whole creation. He created the earth. Now the earth was full of human beings. She went to the creator and said, "I cannot carry so much burden anymore. You did not create death, so all people are there eternal. So it is too much heavy. I cannot carry such heavy pressure." Then Brahma was thinking, "Well, I shall have to find a solution." He could not find out a solution. So he was so angry because he did not find a solution, that from his anger came fire, and that fire started to burn all people, whole creation. Immediately Shiva was very much disturbed. He came to rescue the human beings and say to the Brahma, "Sir, what are you doing? You are destroying your own creation. What is the matter with you?" "Well, what to do? This happened. The earth came and complained that she could not carry anymore. So I could not find any solution. So I became so angry. From my anger, this fire came, and that fire is destroying the people." Then Shiva said, "Please withdraw your anger." Brahma withdrew his anger, and from when that, you know, when he withheld that anger, his body shook, and a dark shadow came out from his body, and that dark shadow is death. Then Brahma said, "Death, now we start to take away the human lives, you know, so that there will be not too much pressure in the earth." Death said, "I cannot do that. They will curse me. So I am afraid to kill people." Then she was crying. And from her tears came disease. Then Brahma said, "This disease will take the lives of the people. They will not curse you. You don't worry, you go." Then the death says, "Only I shall take the lives of the people, those who will, those who are greedy, those who are bad conduct, this and that." Then Brahma said, "No, they will not blame you. Disease will take care of the lives of human beings. You be the spectator, you know. You do your job." And thus the death came into existence. Mahabharata, there are so many funny stories in the Mahabharata. There are various kinds of death. Physical death, mental death, intellectual death, social death, moral death, political death. Physical death, we all know what is physical death. Intellectual death, also we know, if we do not study, if we do not do any kind of intellectual culture, you will be just like vegetable. Food and clothing, you know, all is body conscious. Then social death. Social death, they die in the... Monks are socially dead people, you see. We don't have any social life, though we live in this society. It is true. Political death. For example, if a person loses in election, it is his political death. And moral death, if a person does an immoral action, that is moral death. There are various kinds of death. Dehi nasmin yatha dhira tatra nam vaijhati dhira. Shankara says dhira means dhima. Dhi means intellect. The person who has sharp intellect. steady knowledge, steady intellect, that person is not bewildered by grief and delusion. The next verse, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhada agama paino anittaha tang stetik shvasva bharata. This verse is very beautiful. Swami Turiyananda used to quote this verse quite often. Notions of heat and cold, of pain and pleasure arise, O son of Kunti, only from the contact of the senses with their objects. They come and go. They are impermanent. Endure them, O Bharata. It may be true that a man of self-knowledge is not deluded by death, but how should ordinary people conduct themselves? People who believe in the happiness and suffering of the soul due to contact with the pairs of opposite, such as heat and cold, pleasure and pain. Now, this pleasure and pain, did you ever analyze your mind the reason of this happiness and misery? Favorable sensation to the mind is called happiness. Unfavorable sensation to the mind is called misery. This favorable sensation comes through the senses. Try to see this way. Here is an object, and here are your sense organs. Suppose you love a person. The moment you see him, your eyes immediately get favorable sensation from that man and immediately gives you happiness. Immediately, every instant. Suppose you hate a person, or that person bothers you too much. The moment you come in contact with that person, it creates unfavorable sensation to the mind and you get pain. Same thing through the ears, through the eyes, through other sense organs. When the favorable sensation comes, we get happiness. Unfavorable sensation brings misery. Matra sparshastu kuntiya. Matra, a contact between the senses and the object. Shito ushna sukha dukkhada, they bring heat and cold, happiness and misery, simply by contact. If you are a cold winter, if it touches the ice, you know, outside, very cold, immediately you get pain. But when you sit near a fireplace, you get heat, you feel good. Now Krishna says, agama apaino, they come and go. They are impermanent, they are temporary, transient. So, tang sthitik shvastva bharata, O Arjuna, forbear, forbear, forbear. So long you are in the dualistic plane, always remember, a happiness and misery will come to you. You can't get rid of it. We remember that Swamiji saying, Madam, the pendulum of the clock must swing. Happiness, misery, happiness, misery, happiness, misery. It must swing in the dualistic plane. The moment, you know, you are doing a good work, the moment you get praise, immediately you are elated. You are happy. The moment you make a mistake, if somebody scolds you, immediately you are depressed. Just see? Just continuously, the mind is continuously fluctuating. Happiness, misery. Happiness, misery. It is rotating. There is a saying in the Sanskrit literature, Chakravat parivartante dukhanicha sukhanicha. Happiness and misery are constantly rotating. Happiness, misery. Happiness, misery. When misery comes, don't think that it is eternal. It will go away. When you have headache, if you think that, oh no, this headache will remain forever, it is better to chop off the head from the body. But the moment you take two anacin, headache is gone. You feel good. But you are so deluded that you are about to cut off your head. Some people, you know, do not know this mystery, so they commit suicide. Oh, unbearable pain, it is better to take away the life. It is stupid action. It is stupidity. You see, the moment you write something, a good book, some of all people are praising you, you are on this show, and people are coming for your autograph, and you, that is the bestseller, you are elated. But as that book, you know, was made a movie and it was completely failure, you are in deep depression. You are smiling one moment, you are crying next moment. You see, in this country, it is not in this country, in every country, people suffer from depression. And when depression comes, most of the people follow two paths. Do you know what are those two paths? Some people think, well, there is no hope in life, let me go and live in my own cells, to sleep. And some people start to take drugs. A psychedelic drugs bring temporary euphoria, but it again leads to depression. Some people told me, those who take drugs, Swami, we feel so high. Again, they go to depression. As I told you, Gandhi's method, be normal, be natural. Give good food, good dress, whatever your body needs, please give everything. Take good exercise, lead normal, natural life. What Krishna says, nobody can get rid of this pain and happiness so long you live in human body. If you live in the spirit, this happiness and misery will not bother you. In this connection, I shall tell you that incident from the life of Swami Turiyananda. He had a carbuncle on his back, and the doctor wanted to operate it, and without chloroform, at that time there was no anesthesia. So without chloroform, he agreed. He said that I don't need any chloroform. You operate on my carbuncle. But it is too much painful. You can't bear it. You do. Whenever you operate, you tell me, I shall withdraw the mind from the body. The doctor was amazed. So he did. He completely withdrew his mind and put it on the self. Completely withdrew his mind from the body and put that mind on the Atman, on the self. When the operation was over, he brought back his mind from the self. You know, these things show that it is possible. It is possible. Whether you live in body or in the spirit. Tang stitik shvastha bharata. When depression comes, one should work vigorously. Work is a great medicine, especially spiritual work, philanthropic work, service to the Lord, service to the people. It raises the mind very fast. Creative work, it raises the mind very fast. The work which of you have interest. And you see that the work is helping people. Immediately mind will go up. It will not stay in a depressed mood for a long time. Equanimity of the mind is called yoga. Happiness and misery are the properties of the mind. Don't think your body gets pain, or pain and happiness both belong to the mind. This pain comes to the man of knowledge and again to the man of ignorance. The man of ignorance weeps, yells. But the man of knowledge knows that it is inevitable. So he forbears. He knows from the bottom of his heart, I am that self, the witness, the pure consciousness, free from qualities, bodiless, mindless. I am that self, I am that Atma. So the happiness and misery are not connected with the self. Self does not suffer. The Atman is free from happiness and misery. Happiness and misery cannot be separated as the two pages of the same leaf of a book. It is the obverse and reverse of the same coin. It cannot be separated. Where there is happiness, there is misery. Where there is misery, there is happiness. But they do not belong to the self, the Atman. They belong to the mind. Mind is subject to modification, but Atman is unmodified. The mind is non-eternal. The Atman is it. Mind is temporary, but Atman is eternal. Mind differs from body to body, but the Atman is the same in all bodies. Your Atman and my Atman are not different. Your consciousness and my consciousness are not different. They are the same. Electricity all over the world is the same power generated by a dynamo. The bulbs are different, but electricity is always the same. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, Sha, 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 he who forbear, forbear, forbear. He who forbears, prospers. He who does not forbear, perishes. Shankara says in the crest jewel of discrimination, Sanam sarvadukhanam apratikara purvakam satitiksha nigaddati. Forbear all pain, all suffering. Do not try to redress suffering. Let it pass over the body, because that suffering is coming due to your own karma. Don't think too much, don't worry. Only forbear, forbear, forbear. You know, do you worry? When we worry too much, when we have no faith. If you have really faith in God, you will never suffer from worries and anxieties. We have no faith. All right, you can ask me a question. Well, because he was thinking, you know, whatever joy in this life, finish it soon. Oh, he did not believe life after death. No, his philosophy is, whatever joy and happiness you have in this life, finish it soon, because nobody knows when one will die. So his thing is, you know, the food is served you, simply eat it, fast. If somebody takes away your food, or you may not get it, finish it fast. That is his philosophy. Swami said, no, I shall enjoy that food slowly, slowly. I shall get the taste better. You know, some people in overeating, overexercise, too much enjoyment, it reacts the system. So some people, you know, Swamiji gave an example. A dog entered the kitchen and was trying to bite a piece of meat. It bit the piece of meat, but he was not able to eat it because the dog is so afraid that somebody will come and hit him. So he grabbed a piece of meat, but he could not eat it. And perhaps he was eating and looking around and, you know, and swallowing. He was not enjoying the food. His mind is full of fear. So in this world, some people come, you know, they want to enjoy this world out of fear. I'm eating, oh, somebody may take away my enjoyment from my mouth. You see, only the master can enjoy the game, not the slave. So this Atma-tattva, this knowledge of the self, will give you self-master. And you enjoy the life better. You will be able to enjoy this life slowly, in a very wise way. One of my friends used to say, everybody earns money. Even a sweeper earns money. The minister earns money. So many people earn money, but very few people know how to spend money. It needs tremendous knowledge, you know, and education, taste to spend money. It is not easy to spend money. It needs more brain to spend money than to earn money. Some people waste money, they just like nothing. He had a gold business. Gold, you know, he used to buy and sell gold. Very rich man. Many people earn money, but very few people know how to spend money. Om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrittor ma amritam gamaya, avir avir ma yedhi, rudrayate dakshinamukam, tinamam pahi nityam, om shante shante shantehi. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace.